Welcome to KNKX Studio Session Shorts, the stories behind the music, interviews from our vast archive of studio session performances over more than 15 years. I'm Abe Beeson. In 2024, Northwest soul star Grace Love brought their band to the KNKX studios. They did a pair of originals and a surprising Steve Miller cover. And Love talked with KNKX jazz host Therese Stephan about how personal and professional lives can inevitably connect. It's a studio session short from KNKX.
Pacific Northwest artist Grace Love stopped by in early 2024 promoting her latest EP, Work in Protest. In what was a memorable studio session, Love spoke about the story behind the EP's title and how it also serves as a personal source of motivation.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to go against the grain, and sometimes people are protesting what you're doing. Sometimes they are like, no, that person doesn't deserve what they need. Everybody's a work in progress. We all know that, right? We're working to be good people. And so when I was like, you know what? There's like a picket line outside my house right now, and I'm still going to work. You know, I still got to get to work. I still got to raise my son. And so it was just like in the midst of the storm, just continuously just like pushing myself to keep going forward. No matter what, you know, because people are going to talk and people are going to say what they need to say, but that's not your story, you know? And so I wanted to create my own narrative.
Now based in Port Townsend, Washington, Grace is as busy as ever and certainly was at the time of the studio session. A full-time mother, artist, while also finishing graduate school, creating new music and cultivating community in Port Townsend, no stranger to different surroundings. This time, Grace, however, had to be more patient with her newfound community, but she hit the ground running in cultivating space for herself and other artists in Port Townsend.
It's been hard. It's been difficult. It's a small town. It's beautiful. I remember the first time I ever went out there, it was to teach with Centrum, and that was such a cool thing. It was my first big time being a teaching artist, and I was just like, oh yeah, oh, not the hustle and bustle of the cities, you know, because I've lived in New York City, I've lived in Europe, and so it was just like really nice to like, you know, chill. And right now I'm working on an artist residency program out in Port Townsend.
Creating a home vibe comes naturally to Grace, and working with some of her bandmates for almost a decade, her studio session felt more like a Sunday family dinner than an actual recording. An experience that's new to Grace in her journey of creating community.
In previous groups, it was just like, no, this is about music. We're just playing music. We're not family, and that doesn't sit well with me. If we're playing together, that's something very intimate, and this is my family. Like, a couple of these kiddos have been with me. They're not kiddos, but a couple of these cats, there we go, have been with me for almost a decade, and they're just my family, and I trust them to support me in a way. And so community is just about having the space to be vulnerable, and I've gotten to do that with them, and also like be, you know, direct, like, this is what I need from you and you're not giving it to me, and them not taking it personal, them just knowing that it's coming from a place of love. And I've never in my life thought that this configuration of my band would be such, because it's just, this is magic.
With community comes showing up as your full self, and Grace Love's artistry is a reflection of her growth. I asked her about a previous interview she had done where she emphasized embracing weirdness and how her weirdness has allowed her to shape an authentic life and community.
I am a Black queer woman, and most people, you know, and I'm neurodivergent, and I got all these little things, all these little ticky things and stuff that I realized, like, oh, you were just like masking, and it got really hard to do that. And it's like, you're not, I mean, I'm from the Pacific Northwest. I was born in the South, but like I grew up here, and we're a different kind of breed, you know? Like being a Black person here is, I'm different than a Black person from the South, right? Let yourself unmask and find people that support that and love you in spite of whatever society is telling them to do. I could sit
here and for KNKX and Jazz 24, I'm Therese Stephan. But I know you still
walk out the door. Connect to knkx.org/studio sessions to hear the complete interview and all the music from Grace Love, which you'll also find on our YouTube channel. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.